How do we communicate our feelings? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have 2 master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student who is 86. And this month, we are talking about empathy. We started off defining what empathy was. I understand how others feel. Last week, we talked about the impact that our words and actions have on those around us. And today, we're talking about how we communicate our feelings. We're talking about how we use statements like, I feel. If we started that way with, I feel, we're communicating those feelings that we have. Currently, I feel really happy. I get to share with you all about empathy. And we get to take a better understanding of how we can impact the world around us with kindness and respect just by using our empathetic skills. Earlier, one of my kids told me that he felt tired. I don't know if tired is actually an emotion or not, but you know, first day of school led them to feeling tired. So we'll go with that particular feeling along the way. So we can use those statements, I feel. Be careful though. I feel angry. Angry can sometimes be a feeling that masks other feelings. So it can mask frustration. It can mask being sad. It can mask feeling out of sorts or unsure or anxious. So sometimes we could use the word angry or mad to hide other feelings. So if we are using those kinds of statements, or if we're listening and practicing those empathetic skills, we want to make sure that what we're hearing matches with what we're seeing, because that's another way that we can communicate our feelings. We can look at facial expressions. We can look at body language. We can show happiness with smiles and sitting up tall. We can show sadness with slumped shoulders and frowny faces. But if we're slumped shoulder and frowny faces, that could also be a scared face. That could also be a leave me alone moment, right? So we have to make sure that what we're hearing lines up with what we're seeing in terms of their body language so that we can better communicate how we're feeling and our empathy for what someone else is feeling. Asking some good questions is important. Tell me more about you feeling angry. Tell me more about what's going on with this situation. And then as we're listening to what's happening, maybe we ask a question of, are you sure it's angry and not just being really frustrated that you lost the game or something like that, whatever it might be. Because our goal when we're showing our empathy is to show understanding for how others feel. And basically we all kind of feel a lot of the same things. Nobody likes to lose. Nobody likes to get in trouble. Nobody likes to feel like they messed up or failed at something. We all have similar feelings when it comes to some of these situations. So practicing that empathy, practicing that understanding helps us to realize that we're not alone. Our feelings are valid. Our feelings are true. And that we are not alone in how we feel about some of these situations. So it's important that we communicate our feelings in a way that is helpful and positive and able to be understood, right? Throwing things is not a helpful thing to communicate feelings. So it's important for us to practice that empathy skill in terms of understanding how somebody else is feeling, but it's also important to practice that empathy skill in understanding how we are feeling on the inside. So as we continue to go through the whole month of empathy, we only have 1 week left. I know it's flown by. We're going to talk about how we may have shown empathy. We're going to talk about some empathetic actions that we could take in certain situations so that we really understand that it really helps us be kind, be respectful, be caring, and be aware of the people around us, because that's what the heart of empathy is. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.